You know, being a conservative these days can be tough getting your message out. It's not that tough being a conservative. You know, I don't mind operating from a place of common sense and decency and so forth. But getting your message out can be ever more difficult. Facebook and Twitter and all these folks, you know, blocking and censoring people. One of those folks, good friend of mine, Deneen Borelli, who is a Fox News contributor, censorship by Facebook has cost her a job at Blaze TV. You say, how is that? Well, here's a little bit of a video response that Deneen put up in response to Blaze TV saying, we're not making money here anymore. Here's why. A little clip with Deneen Borelli. Go.
Congratulations, Mark Zuckerberg. In the war against conservatives on social media, you won this battle. Because of Facebook's anti-conservative bias, this will be my last episode for Blaze TV. And Mark, I hold you responsible for the high-tech lynching of my job.
The high-tech lynching. Deneen Borelli, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Thanks so much.
So good to have you here. I mean, you and I have known each other for a few years now, you and your husband and so forth, and spent time together. And I consider you to be a very level-headed, calm, common-sense individual. You are putting out these videos on Facebook and so forth in conjunction with Blaze TV, and they were being monetized. And you would have literally millions of views. But all of a sudden, without much reason, that stopped happening. Lay it out for us.
Well, sure. Clearly, there's a war against conservative voices when it comes to social media and these big tech companies. As you stated, my videos generated millions and millions of views. And not only that, Steve, but when I would see people in my travels, they would come up to me and tell me, thank you for your videos. I'm learning something and I'm able to talk to other people about these very political topics, because some of these issues can be very intimidating, Steve. So my videos were very fact-based. They were easy to understand, easy to break down, and they resonated. And right after CPAC this year, my speech at CPAC, that's when Tom and I noticed the numbers were dropping significantly.
Now, I ask you this, Deneen, because we all know that Twitter and Facebook have been censoring conservative voices and, you know, coming out with, we have to watch for hate speech and all this other nonsense they put out there. But do you think it's even tougher, you being a black conservative woman, those things, do they make you a bigger target? I think they just might.
From day one, Steve, since I've been talking about smaller government and personal responsibility, I've always been a target, because the left does not want black voters especially to hear that message. They rather talk about and let the black voters hear about the victimization and everyone is racist and whatever other talking point they're talking about today. They don't want Deneen Borelli out there talking to voters, especially black voters, about personal responsibility, smaller government. Did you know that?
Let me ask you this, because I got to jump in here. I've got to ask you this, because the tweets by Donald Trump saying, if you don't like it here, go back to wherever it is you came from. Oh, that's racist. He's awful. Now, as you know my wife, Ivy. Ivy's Hispanic. You're black. She says, that's ridiculous. There's nothing racist about what he's saying. If you don't like the country, go back somewhere. And some Republicans came on board with that, and I don't know, why. But do you consider what he said racist? Do you consider the president as a general rule to be racist? I mean, you're black. You would have some sort of an opinion on that, would you not?
It's utter nonsense, Steve. They say it's racist because they say so. So it's got to be. And look at the mainstream, the anti-Trump media. They are all in carrying the same nonsense, reporting it day in ad nauseum. And so this is dominating the headlines right now, that this was so-called some sort of racist thing. It's ridiculous. And for anyone to fall into this trap, shame on them, because all they got to do is look at the accomplishments that the president has done for the entire country, no matter who you are.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, even Maureen Dowd over the weekend, a far-left radical columnist, right, She said, ladies, listen, it's not that the comments are racist. They don't agree with your ideas. And she was referring to a bunch of because these people had come out and called Joe Biden a racist and Nancy Pelosi was a racist. Everybody's a racist that doesn't agree with their ideas. And I wonder, because when you hear that, you're like, people are worn out with this nonsense. And when Donald Trump gets reelected next year, I wonder what these four ladies are going to have to say then, because a lot of that is going to be laid right at their feet.
I don't think it's going to matter what they think or feel, Steve, because they don't care now what anyone thinks of them. Omar alone, what's her approval rating, like 9%?
Nine.
And that's a Democrat internal poll. She's so unpopular. Nancy Pelosi cannot control the progressive four. Pelosi is speaker in name only. She has no idea what to do with these women, and she knows if she goes after them, their cohorts on social media will pillage Nancy Pelosi. And these Democrat politicians, all they care about is being elected. So the last thing they want is to be targeted by the likes of the Progressive Four and their followers.
I think that I just got the slogan here for the Progressive Four. I just saw this come across the wire. Maybe you've heard this. Viva la Revolucion! Oh, sorry, I'm just kidding a little bit. But seriously, that's they don't care. It's a revolution, yeah. They say, and they're going to take over. If as I saw somebody say here yesterday, if you give them an inch, they'll try to take the whole country.
This is true, and that's what they're trying to do now with their radical ideas.
Sure.
I hope voters are paying attention, Steve. I really do.
But how do we fight back and get your voice heard? How do we fight back and say, listen, because I saw Unlikely Bedfellow, but I've had a hang up with Facebook and Twitter. I believe that they are monopolies. I believe that it's dangerous when they censor people. I believe it's wrong. And that finds me in alignment with one senator in the United States, Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown and I don't often agree on, well, much of anything. He's a far-left senator from the state of Ohio. But on this particular matter, it's like censorship, control, trying to create their own currency as Facebook. I find that all dangerous, and I think that antitrust laws ought to be looked at.
Well, they are a monopoly. I totally agree with you. And the president also mentioned this in his last night or this week. I'm sorry, I forget. There's so much going on. I'm trying to keep up.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm not a huge fan with imposing regulations, Steve, but when you look at the likes of Facebook, they are acting like a news outlet. They are picking and choosing. They're hiding behind the fact that they're a platform, that they can't be regulated, but clearly something needs to be done.
That's correct. Deneen, I wish you well. And when you find a new place for these videos to get out there, do tell us. You've got a website. You've got some place you've got these cataloged, right?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, DeneenBorelli.com. And right now, you can still see them on my Facebook page, Deneen Borelli.
There you go. Deneen, fight the good fight, my friend. We'll do it with you.
Thanks for all you do, Steve. We appreciate it.
There you have it. Deneen Borelli, everybody. Good friend of ours. We really... she's brilliant, she's tough, and she's full of common sense. Things that we like around here. If you'd like a free reverse osmosis water system for your home or cottage, well, here's a chance to win one free of charge worth $2,700. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water Systems contest button, and man, you could win this thing, $2,700 from our friends at Wolverine. What do you got to lose? The answer is nothing. Plus, you can get a free water test. Get rolling, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.